This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the U.S. Department of Ag's Natural Resource Conservation Service has announced that participants with Conservation Stewardship Program 2013 contracts have from now until May 5th to submit applications to local field offices to renew their contracts. NRCS allows CSP participants to renew a contract for an additional five-year period. 2013 contracts are set to expire on December 31st of this year. Well, talking about NRCS, today we'll visit with a local soil conservationist, Crystal Nance, about the program and how farmers can re-enroll or apply for the first time.
Like Katie said, I work in the Jersey and Calhoun field offices for NRCS. That's Natural Resources Conservation Service. It's an agency of USDA. I'm a soil conservationist, and what I do is help landowners identify resource concerns on their property, help them come up with solutions to fix those resource concerns or provide for the benefit of their property, and then inform them of possible programs that they might qualify for.
And Crystal, I imagine you live close to those areas as well.
I do. I was lucky enough to find a very nice gentleman from Hardin, and we've been married for about 15 years.
Well, congratulations. That's always exciting to hear about. Specifically, the reason that I contacted you is because I know that there is an enrollment period for the Conservation Stewardship Program, and I'd like to talk about that with you today. I guess the best place to start would be for you to tell us some background information about the program, what it is, and what practices that it requires farmers to do.
Okay. We may need to kind of piecemeal those questions a little bit, but as far as a sign-up period or enrollment for the program, we're really fortunate with the 2014 Farm Bill. We no longer have dedicated sign-up periods, per se. And by that I mean we can take applications for all of our programs year-round. There's never an end cutoff. So luckily for our clients, they're not missing the boat, so to speak. Now, we do have, for the purposes of managing those applications, we do have batching periods where, you know, we might take the ones who signed up from in October, November, December, draw a line on the calendar, work with those first. Those that sign up January, February, March, do the same thing. And that's more of a workload prioritization process.
All right. Well, that's good to know that there is kind of, as you said, open enrollment throughout the year. So more opportunities than just a set time frame for farmers to get enrolled. I guess then we'll move on to my question about the program. Tell us a little bit about what it is and what it does.
Okay. The Conservation Stewardship Program started out as the Conservation Security Program in 2002. And at that point in time, it started out in the state of Iowa as kind of a pilot project. And it has, I guess, matured, if you will, from a security program to a more broad perspective into a stewardship program where the farmers as land managers or resource managers of water, soil, plants, animals, and air resources, we are trying to reward them for the work that they've done already. Because we know in the past, there's been so much beneficial work that's been provided out there by agriculture and the farmers, and they haven't been adequately rewarded for their efforts. This program first attempts to do that. You know, we want to get a good analysis or a metric on what that person and their operation is bringing to the landscape. We give that entity, or through their application, a numeric score. And then in agreement, if they agree to keep doing those practices, that same high level of stewardship for 5 years, keep doing that, plus at least one new additional project. Maybe they want to try something innovative, more innovative, or something that they didn't have the working capital to try on their own. You know, through this program, it can provide an incentive to help expand what they're doing.
Could you maybe give us some examples of local projects or activities that farmers are doing? When I talk about soil conservation and things with NRCS, some things that come up are, for instance, like cover crops or waterways, things like that. Are those types of things involved with this program, or is it something totally different?
No, it's not something totally different. You know, generally speaking, we think that things are new, but typically it's just the evolution of existing programs. It just kind of comes out in a brand new package, if you will. And by that I mean, you know, we're through the CSP, the Conservation Stewardship Program, along with some of our other programs, we're promoting the implementation of cover crops, no-till, reduced tillage, nutrient management, field border strips, filter strips, tree planting practices. You know, there's a huge number of practices that are applicable in these programs now.
Crystal Nance, soil conservationist for Jersey and Calhoun counties, and we'll continue the conversation with Crystal during tomorrow's Noon Farm Show. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after these messages. Well, now we'll take some time to talk about national and world ag news. Data by the Department of Ag shows agriculture and agriculture-related industries contributed $992 billion to the U.S. gross domestic product in 2015, a 5.5% share, according to the most recent statistics. The output of America's farms contributed $136 billion of this sum, about 1% of the GDP. USDA says the overall contribution of the ag sector to GDP is larger than that figure because related sectors rely on ag inputs like food and materials used in textile production to contribute added value to the economy. In 2015, farming's contribution to GDP fell for the second consecutive year after reaching a high point of $189 billion in 2013. A major reason for the downward trend has been falling commodity prices like corn and beans, which peaked around 2013 and have since declined by at least 30%. The food service category, eating and drinking places, has expanded over a similar time frame and may be a beneficiary of the lower commodity prices at the farm level. In World Ag News, Brazil's tainted meat corruption probe uncovered tainted meat samples and will result in the closure of some processors. As part of the investigation, the nation found 8 samples of meat out of 302 tested positive for bacteria contamination. Unrelated problems uncovered at 3 processors led the government to order the cancellation of their Federal Inspection Service registrations, closing them permanently. According to a published statement by Meeting Place, the Brazilian government didn't give details about the reasons to close those plants. A spokesperson for Brazil's agriculture ministry says other meat packers may also have their registration revoked as our audits proceed. Brazil now expects normal calendar audits of meat processors will continue. The investigation was launched when alleged bribes to public inspectors to allow tainted meat pass inspections were uncovered. Almost all international markets that had blocked Brazilian meat purchases temporarily after news of the investigation have resumed imports, with only a few Caribbean countries still maintaining embargoes. Slovakia reported last Friday that it had found salmonella poultry meat samples imported from Brazil. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.